very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 22nd, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the order by the Minister of Mines to all diamond mining companies in the country to cease operations forthwith.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5930 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the government's order to all diamond mining companies to cease operations.
Mines Minister Walter Chitakwa announced that he had taken the decision after companies declined to be part of the consolidated diamond mining company as proposed by the government. He also added that the companies had not renewed their licenses. Chitakwa last year ordered diamond mining companies, including joint ventures with Chinese companies mining gems in Marange, to come under the fold of the Zimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Company.
Zimbabwe's diamond industry has been tainted by reports of human rights abuses, including the killing and torture of unauthorized miners at Marange and failure by the sector to remit taxes to the treasury. Reports of abuses led to a ban of gem exports from Marange between 2009 and 2011. Diamonds were discovered in Marange in 2006 and drawing in thousands of small-time miners hoping to get rich quickly. The army cleared the area in late 2008 when Human Rights Watch says more than 200 people were allegedly killed.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tirauti tinge tichitaura nezvemashoko ataurwa negurukota rinoona nezvezvicherwa va Walter Chitakwa avo vataura nasi muHarare kuti makambani ose ari kuchera mangoda munyika anofanira kumira kuita izvi nekuti chekutanga makambani ari kuchera mangoda zvikuru takatarisa kumarange anga aramba kuti anga achiuya pasi pekambani imwe chete hurumende mukambani yanga ida kumbwa iyi inenge iine zvikamu makumi mashanu kubva muzana kana kuti 50% iwo makambani aya ozoita zvimwe zvikamu uye vachidhakwa vati makambani aya haana kunge aenda kunonyoresa patsva kuti apiwe marizinesi matsva ekuti anga achishanda gibs
ivambe zuruva ndava ringatona njani lapa likona kuna ngapanga makaya tinangapa aisiyaphila sivula kwamagama ye udaba ekutwini lamhlake sixoxa ngaloko kwenzakaleyo khona ngale Marange sizokuthiwa ke abantu abayemba amadiamond khona ngale sokumele beme ukuthi bakwenze khonokho njengoba ke beyalile ukuthi bangene kulokho okuthiwa iZimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Company okade kumele ikhange lokuhulumende ye njalo kuthiwa ke abantu abaningi laba sikathi amakampani kade engakazuzi amacence awo ukuthi balungise khona ngale okwembiwayo sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke zulukandaba ukuthi kambe lingathini ngohlelo ngodaba lolu nasenombolo lifona kanye salifonela khona ngapho 001-202-619-2077. Kunjalo please.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest this evening. That is Mr. Marvin Mudiwa of the Chiadzwa Community Development Trust. Mr. Mudiwa, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much.
Gibbs. Mr. Mudiwa, tell us about this news that you are receiving. What do you think about it?
Yes, point of correction first, I am the chairman of Marange Development Trust, not the chair of the Community Development Trust. That's Marange Development Trust. Thank you, Zimbabwe. I think it's a good move, which has been taken by the Minister of Mines and Mining Development. Some months back, we had some interaction with him. We wanted to know exactly what's his position about this integration. To us, I doubted him first, but with time, I could see that he is spot on. I think that's the only way to go, to have only one company. Why should we have all these mining companies? They are doing chikorokozas. What they are doing is not proper mining. I think it's high time that government or Zimbabwe must realize what is coming from their mineral resources, natural resources, from their what they are mining. And I think to have only one mining company, the government will begin to realize the profits that are coming from Marange, and there will be checks and balance. And to those who have refused and who don't want to comply, I think it must be one way, just to fire them, do not renew their licenses anymore. I want to put my finger up on Marange Resources. I think they are very much organized. They are totally compliant. We have been crying about water pollution in our rivers. Even they are not complying with the rules of the country. There are no environmental impact assessments being done by these companies. They just do what they feel like. Even EMA, sometimes they cannot have access to those companies. So I think it's high time there must be sanity in those mining companies. They must be, they must not renew their contracts anymore until they are totally compliant with the rules of the land.
Of course, you corrected that there, the chairperson of Marange Development Trust. But as a community, would you say you have benefited from these diamonds?
Not even one single day, no. We have been saying, we are on the record of saying the communities are not benefiting. One, in terms of employment, they are employing people from elsewhere. At the expense of the affected communities. There are no social cooperative responsibilities. There are no, the government has introduced the community trust ownership. There is nothing which is going into those trusts. Now look at our roads. They are in each dilapidated state. There is nothing that we have benefited from mining companies. For us, it's a good move that the government has taken. And now we are beginning to have trust with the Minister of Mines.
But at one time, Mr. Kasukwere introduced what he called the community share ownership trust. What happened? You know, companies were supposed to put millions and millions of dollars in your coffers. What happened?
That was a good move. You see, the problem is in one country, there are so many laws to govern different mining companies in the same country. If you go to Muroa, Diamond, the communities there are happy with what the companies around you are doing for the communities. They have built schools, they have built infrastructure, they have put money into the community ownership itself. And that's not the case with the Marange. The Marange Community Ownership Trust, it has nothing they have received. Maybe if they are lucky, maybe they have just received over or only 1 million out of the expected 70 million or 50 million. So it's so pathetic. We should have been doing our own. Like this year, there is serious hunger. There is serious drought. And we don't know even how people are going to make it for this year. And we hope that if those monies have been put in the community ownership trust, we are going to feed ourselves using those monies. Alternatively, we should have some partnership in those mining companies Now that the minister is introducing a consolidation, it's high time he should also consider the community to have partners in those mining, so that we can also have to do with the development issues with the proceeds that are coming from the mining company.
Thank you, Gibbs.
I think we're joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Hello, gentlemen. Good evening, listeners.
It's good to be with you right now. So tell us about what you are hearing from Marange. We are told that all the companies have been told to stop operating there. You know, what are you hearing?
Well, look, in the first place, you just make a decree for a company to stop operating. If a company is registered under the Companies Act, it is protected by the law. So it's only a court that can order a company that has been registered to stop operating. Look, like Magu said earlier on, you know, this whole thing about diamond mining in Marange is shrouded in secrecy. I'm not surprised that, this gangster mentality that the minister is perpetuating to try and probe much these companies into this kind of consolidated entity can be challenged at court. So for the past 5-10 years, you know, political parties have been asking questions: where are the diamonds going? What is the modus operandi of these mines? And now suddenly we're told that it is easy for them to be consolidated. And I don't think that's going to be possible. So they have the right to refuse to consolidate. And that doesn't help by sending thousands of citizens into the streets now because you want to pursue a political program.
Mm-hmm. But how about this fact that they had not renewed their licenses? Is this not what the government will use as a loophole?
You see, the government is always using this, this license thing, you know, as a weapon. Now, I think that's not where the story is. The question is, these companies have been operating clandestinely or otherwise for the past 10 or so years. Mm-hmm. Why is it that now it is important? How can we even know that there are any resources, diamond resources that are left there anymore? Mm-hmm. So they use that sort of licensing thing to threaten Telcel and the gang horse Telcel selling government shares, selling 60% of its shares to the government. Mm-hmm. So obviously this licensing thing is being used against the private sector. And I think it's one thing that the Chamber of Mines has said to consider taking the constitutional court.
Thank you so much. Tine muteereri wedu ari ku Bide Bridge. I think ndimukoma Frederick Mbokoto. Makadi? Mukoma Freddy? Munoitwani? Hello?
Hello?
Makadi yenyu?
Hello?
Makadi, muri kundinzwa
here? Aiwa
ndaku kunzwai manje. Munonzi mukomani.
Halo.
Munonzi mukomani.
Mukundizwa ka?
Ndiku kunzwai.
Mukoma senior zvakumondare.
Okay, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Nyaya zvaine kuti ava vazvemiso hayo honge ingati sehurumende ingadai vaita zvinhu ichisvibisa zita rayo nekuti vari kunzi vanonge vatoona kuti nyika isingaitise mainvestment nekuti vanoti vaita satbido hakusina mandegeeen hunge zvinoitika kuti vanga vasina havo kurwira makondrat avo asi zve vaifanira mutaurirana dai panga ground racho ranga vachitambira riri kuteketera asi zvisinei nekudaro ivo madiamonds acho hatina zvaamboti adzira atambira nyika zvakati taona kuti hongu hazvo vaiita kubva kumashure kwese kumakambani zvaya zvati hatina chaipa nyika chekuti chaioneka chaibatika zvekuti nemadiamonds edu munoa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Of course, you heard from our caller in Mount Dowling. He's saying that the diamonds rather are not benefiting the nation, and he's also saying it was important for the government to try and negotiate, you know, with the companies before just arbitrarily saying they should cease operations.
Let's get back to Mr. Mundiwa. Mr. Mundiwa, when we talk about this Zimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Company, it's something, you know, triggers my mind to say, yeah, at the end of the day, is there anything to mine anyway, you know, in Marange anymore? Or it's just a question of just talking, you know, about having this state company?
No, there is plenty of diamonds still there. It is only that there is no proper survey. They can't even establish to say where the belt is going and how much is still under the ground. But judging from what we are seeing in here, there is still plenty of diamonds.
Tombo uya kwamuri mukoma rejoice mati zvinonetsa kuti vangoti vanhu takutorai ma license chimirai kuti munge muchishanda pangadai pakaitwa sei apa vangwenya kuti tisaite dambudziko ratatarisana naro here
ko iro dambudziko ravana ronderechi nekuti mamaina anga atingogara achingoro tora madiamonds achiendeza kwava achienda vana Rio Tinto variko achichinichiswa ini ndiri kuti inini kana iri hurumende inochengetedza mutemo ngavatarisise kodzero dzavo sevanhu nokuti haungangosviki chete uchingoti ndava kutora nokuti iri harisi kukanzika ndichinga kuti isusu nguva yese yavanga vachichera panapa zviri pamurawo ende makambani dzakanyoredzwa pamutemo saka zvinoshanda here kuti unongosvika kukambani kuti ndivati nditore kambani inei kana usingadi kuti nditore ndakutorera license ko ivo munhu vacho makambani acho pamutemo vane kodzero dzavo dzokuenda kumatare vachiti aiwa kana tichikana muchida kuti mutitenge titenge ndisi pamurawo nemari dzatinenge tichitengesa izvozvo hazvioreve kuti munosvika nditotora ipapo pane pakangati pakuzotiko chibvarai musasevenza vakomana ndokunozi kuchaunu chaiko ari kushanda vanhu vanenge vakuwana chivanenge vakudya chii izvi zvinenge zvinoratidzie kutinye musati
aiwa tinotenda ramba yenyu uri parinari Gibbs
Blessing, we've got Ngqobisita Khumalo on the line. Is the provincial spokesman of the People's Democratic Party. I don't know which province now. Mr. Khumalo, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm the provincial spokesman of PDP Harare province.
Now, tell us about this issue concerning diamonds. What do you think about the move that has been taken by government?
Yeah, economists and analysts are their own way, but we as politicians think quite differently. You know, the issue of licenses, as far as Marange is concerned, was actually very transparent. You know, people were given on party line, soldiers were involved, and so forth, and the party was still united. Now that the party is split, there are people who have gone the Gamatox way, some have gone the Lacoste way, and there's the other thing, the G40. Now, all those people, some of them still have the interest in their investment field. So, what is needed now is that when they are all chased away, and then you know that is issued new things is being done. Then those people can be taken, new people now who are loyal to the submission and can be put in place. I think that's something very, very political about it.
But do you think that Zimbabweans are set to benefit from this company that is the Zimbabwe Consolidated Diamond Company? Is there any way that when it mines the diamonds, they're going to get something?
They've not benefited before, and there's no reason to believe that they'll benefit from before, from this now. Nine companies of seeds have been taken away, amalgamated into one company of seeds. That means seeds stealing from different groups, and now seeds stealing as one group. Zimbabweans have not benefited. They've not benefited before, and I don't think they're going to benefit now.
Thank you very much, Mr. Khumalo. Thank you so much.
Tine mumwe muteereri mukoma Gilbert makadi
kufara mukoma Jonga
ndi mukoma Blessing makadi
makasimba here mukoma Blessing
aiwa tiri wadi tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yemangodai
mangodai yakanonoka kuti anisa kunzi hakusitorina chioba kwamuchadzo
Saka
zvapaita zvakuti ona aguta apo mise kungoti zvindogara zvakadaro vanhu chiranda chikambi.
Ngoma Gilbert Dzorai radio yenyu.
Hello.
Mune radio here padhuze mudzore bichara inenge yakuita maungira.
Zvakanaka.
Taurai zvei.
Vangadai vakazviita kare kare, iye zvii kumadiamonds kwacho hakushina chiro. Vanhu vari kusika mumaranga vakabvisa vanhu vakavaisa uku, hapana zvawakava izvi nhasi uno vari kuti tavha. Saka vanhu vese vona vakaenda ku.
Ko vamwe kavari kuti pada zvichaita kuti mari iendewo muhomwe yehurumende nekuti makurukota ese anga achigunun'una kuti hapana chavari kuwana.
Mari iyona vaitoiwana ivona vacho vakuru vacho vaitoivari vakuru vari kutoone mari ndo vari kutodya mari yo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Gilbert nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tatenda.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Nemi ndatenda ngekumbondibata. Munondopota muchimbondibata ako mana.
Aiwa tinokufonerai, chirongwa ndechenyu. Gilbert says you know, it's coming a little bit late in the game. He's saying he does not think there are still, you know, that many diamond reserves in Marange. So he's saying the diamonds were just enriching the politicians, not ordinary Zimbabweans. Gibbs.
Yes, yes. Sibuyele ke kubaba Ungwenya. Baba Ungwenya, nxa sikhuluma ngodaba lolu olokuthi sokumisiwe abantu ukuthi bayimbe khona ngale ama diamond. Kodwa nxa sikhangele vele kukhona yini okusayimbiwa khona ngale kumbe vele kuselani?
Kukhuphathi uthi uthuzulu ahle abekwazi ukuthi kanti nxa kusaw khona uyamisa umsebenzi, kanti iimpahla zakho nezivele zikhona kathesi sisizinganani ngoba sokule minyaka eminingi ulokhu kukhulula ngakho okutendaya bithi babe kukhuluma ngakho bengama-minister of finance besithi kanti ama-diamond ezizothiwa ayalokhu ephuma ayaphi. Ngaye uhulumende wayengesiolo thando isifiso sokuthi amatshe lana ancedise umnotho wezimbabwe. Ngaye lokhu kwenziwa kudala ngoba vele babekwazi ukuthi ama-diamond lawo kathesi umntu wade khuluma kathesi uabekhuma kathesi esithi iy'mali zakuna zokuthi zaphuma. So ngathi vele sokuyithatha sokuyithatha sokuyiisa nje isiphala ezingasela lutho. So utho ukuthi vele ukunamba nje iy'mpahla zabanye abantu ukuthi abantu laba babhalisa amakhampani abo babe vele bekhipha begebha amandayimani abo behambisela babaya khona. Ukuthi okuqatile kathesi imali yakhona ungathi ayenzeki ingangeni ngoba umthelo wamhlampe fanele bekhiphe umthelo. So akunancedi lutho kathesi. Lokhu yisokho kusengisela nje ukuthi lowo hulumente lo kancanzi impahla zabanye abantu. Ngibona ngathi mina isisuku ukuthi ngokuthi khona ngalingakabhadalanga i-license sesibhala amakhampani kathi izisebenzi ezikhona bakithi ziya kuya ngaphi? Abantu bamxotshwa kudala kathi izisebenzi ezisezisebenzisa emgwaqweni. Hhathi lethi zisuku bafanele bahambe kungemthetho ukuthethwa ndaba la.
So according to Mr. Ngwenya, you know, the key question is, where is the money going to, you know? The money for the diamond sales. He says now it appears as if this move won't work, you know, because maybe there's nothing to mine anymore there, you know. So things are just crumbling in Marange.
Regati dzokere kuna vamudiwa. Vamudiwa, saka ivo vachida kwakakuvimbisa here kuti zvinhu zvichachinja pane zvamunenge muchikwanisawo kuwana kubva kuminda yemangodai kana paumbuka kambani iyi? Vakati kudii nenyaya iyoyo?
Ivo sematauriri vavo vanga vachiti vari kushushikanawo kuti mari hazvisi kupinda mucommunity ownership trust dzakavimiswa ende mari kumakofazi egovernment hazvisi kuenda. Saka isisi takanga tichiti maonero avanga vari kuita ndo atakanga takaonawo kare. Isisi tinofanira kunga kuine maini one toita bichana bichana tichichengeterawo kana zvizvarwa nezvizvarwa zvichazotevera. Zvinofanira kuziva kuti munomu munyika medu mune zviwanika zvinowanikwa kana kuti zvinhu zvakawanikwa zvakazokwanisa kubatsira nyika nenzvimbo yezvakabva mune zvakadai zvakadai. Kana muine 7 mining companies mwana achiri kudzingwa kuchikoro mumarange zvinonyadzisa. Hatina kana chipatara chatinokwanisa kunongedza kuti icho chakavakwa nemamining companies. Vanhu vakanga varimo tekutanga paya paya zvakamene zvine muono wekunga wakatiedera zvokuire zviri kuita makomuniti zvakanga ambowana wabasa zviri zvaakuendeka laiti yakuendeka mumusha umu saka vese vapere kubviswa zvino hazvichashandi migwagwa yedu yakakanganisika saka taide kuti pamamaini kambani zvii pababa vangadai vakaise mari dzavo kumacommunity ownership izvizvi tozoburawo tichiunzawo maprograms nemaprojekt ede atinoda tichibvise muhoa inenge yaiswa saka izvozvo zvese hakuna saka zvatisingachazivi ndezvekuti kana yaconsolidation yemacambanies inenge yacambani ine here ende kana vanhu vanga vachifanire kuise 50 million icharamba iri 50 million here kana kuti vanenge vaise 10 million zvekuti vanenge vakuti one company ipapo ndopaabasina kunyatsotsanangurirwa but zvinhu kuti panyatsoita sanity tinoziva kuti zvinhu zvakanonokwa asi thats the only way to go nekuti iitwe kambani ine chete mubatanidzwa vanenge vasinga kwanisi kucomplya ngavabva vatongomiswa zvovharwa votange kuitwe patsva vokonisidzawo kuti kune macommunities anorarama munyika imomo munzvimbo iyoyo iko zvino kune nzara inotyisa musha wedza wedza izvirukende semombe hapana anoziva kuti chararama sei saka zvino zvezvi hazvitaitanekungati dambudziko tiita mining companies akawanda ende anomaina alluvial for that matter
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs
let's go to Mr. Ngwenya now Mr. Ngwenya out of all this that is happening right now in Marange do you think that there's a first way of fixing really where the problem is?
Well, it's already too late. Like I said before, when these diamonds were discovered, our government had a lot of examples to learn from the BS arrangement, the Botswana arrangement in Botswana, the Angolan, oil mine. So there was a lot of empirical evidence that they could have borrowed from. But because the diamonds were an opportunity for plundering natural resources by a few, elitist elements within ZANU-PF, now that these guys, their accounts are swelling with millions and millions of dollars, and the national coffers have nothing, this man is trying to hoodwink us into believing that if he sets up a consolidated mine, he will then be able to get an opportunity to grab other sustainable diamond companies like the ones operated by companies like Rio Tinto Company. So this is just a smoke screen. The Marange resources, they've totally depleted. If they have not depleted, you would not have the courage to step onto those ZANU-PF focus, take up those mines. So I think, gentlemen, these guys are playing a game with us. What I'm simply saying is they should respect company property rights and do the right thing. This is not right.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke usikhumbuzo moyo lapha ecingweni ukhona ngale goli. Baba moyo, ungawutshona njani?
Hayi, sasona ngitshona njani
ke? Hayi, mbijana moyo, akusiyethu ungathini ngalokho okwenzakala khona ngale Marange.
Yes. Lokho okwenzakala ekhaya thina kuyasikhathaza ngoba okukhuluma kweqiniso lapho ikhona information eseyisihla manje njengoba vele kuthiwa sokuxotshwa sokumisa abanye abadebhayo sofanele kungena abantu kwenzelwa nje ukuthi information yalaba kade begebha ingaze yatholakala ngoba bakhona abanye abangagcina sebethiyo bagcina abanye bebuyile emsebenzini abanye bengasabuyanga jasi ikusela nje okwenzakalayo ukuthi information le emuva ayisaphinde itholakale ngoba abazovulelwa
bamba khonapho bamba moyo bamba siyabuya kuwe sathathe ikhefu elifitshane kakhulu ubambe khonapho
Mr. Mudiwa and Mr. Ngwenya, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.